You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Well, finally, the Gauteng Premier Pan Yaza Lesufi has announced his cabinet after a fortnight of postponements due to deadlocked negotiations with the Democratic Alliance. Effectively, it's a minority government that has been formed with the Patriotic Alliance, the IFP, and Rise Mzansi. The DA saying it pulled out of being part of government in the province because the ANC wanted to strong-arm it. Let's start our coverage with the Gauteng Premier Pan Yaza Lesufi, who is with me. And first of all, Premier, is this really the outcome that you wanted?
I think it's a misleading statement that is a minority government. What we have here, we have a government that have political parties that have publicly endorsed the government of national unity. And we also have organizations that have not publicly endorsed but are willing to work with the ANC. And they've committed themselves to work with the ANC. If you exclude the DA that have decided not to work with the ANC in Gauteng, you've got 78% of political parties that have indicated one form of partnership and relationship with the ANC. And I'll give you an example. The Freedom Front say the DA didn't treat them well when they left them at Moonshot. And they feel they can work with the ANC. And they want to chair two committees as part of their signature of the Government of National Unity and Government of Provincial Unity. I doubt you've added their two seats in the numbers that you have just alluded to. You take Action SA. They want to remain an independent party, but they said to us, give us a committee to chair called SCOPA so that we can hold you accountable. If we are doing good, we will support you. If we feel that we are not doing good, we will oppose you. It's a 50-50 political party. They've got three seats. Did you add them? No. You go to MK party. When they were voting for the speaker, they voted with us. Did you add them? No. And I can go on and on and on with ACDP and all other political parties that are not in the executive, but they want to work with the ANC. So what we have here, we have a delicate situation where we need to balance those that believe they can work with us in terms of the government of national unity. And we've demonstrated that by electing them in the executive. But are those that want to work with the government of provincial unity, but they don't want positions in committees or they also don't want a position in the executive committee. And we said on an item or agenda basis, we'll be in a position to engage them. And hopefully they'll continue to support us, either when we pass the budget or when there is a motion of no confidence against the leadership of this government.
And that's going to take a lot of deft negotiation and discussion. Would it not have been better to have the DA within the PGU to give you more stability?
Let me start with the first part. It's not going to be delicate because we already have some form of relationship with these parties. Take the EFF, for example. We have a political council that meets quarterly with them because we are running either Ekurhuleni or Mogale City, Johannesburg, and other municipalities. So it's not a delicate thing. We just have to sense each other and deal with the issues. The best option, obviously, is to go with the DA. I postponed the announcement of the cabinet twice to give this these negotiations an opportunity. It was humiliating. It was embarrassing. But the cries of bringing DA was very important. Besides, we're working with them at national. It was not going to be difficult to work them at the province. And the differences were minimum, if I have to say. It was just a difference of one MEC position that we're prepared to engage. When we deadlocked at the provincial level, we said, let's go to our national leadership to assist us to unblock this deadlock. We then left the meeting to say we're going to consult our national leadership after the final proposal that was put on the table by the DA. Before we can come back to respond to the proposal that the DA has put on the table, the DA left the negotiations, called a press conference hurriedly, and denounced the negotiations and said there's a deadlock. Regardless of that statement that they held in the press conference, our SG wrote them a letter to say, come back to the negotiation table, we still have 2 o'clock the following day to come back to the negotiations. They didn't come back. We extended that deadline from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They didn't come back. It was on that basis that government can't be kept waiting. Budget need to be passed for teachers to be paid. Budget need to be passed for patients to get food and medication. You can't hold government at ransom for that long. Hence the route that we've taken. But the door is still open. And I still feel that we need to persuade the DA to come on board and resolve the issues that need to be resolved.
So, two questions then. How would you describe your current relationship with the Democratic Alliance, given that the party says you tried to strong-arm it and negotiate in bad faith?
We didn't strong-arm it. The reason why I'm the premier today is a document that the DA developed. That document said, we'll support you as a premier, we'll support an ANC candidate as a speaker, we'll support, you must support us as a deputy speaker, and you must support us as chair of chairs and give us 3 MECs. As I'm speaking to you now, the offer of 3 MECs still stands. So we didn't, I am strong them, we didn't mislead them. We kept to the document that the DA drafted and handed over to us to lead to the process of electing the premier, to lead the process of electing a speaker. There was no way the DA can just vote for a premier without an agreement. The only problem became, after electing the premier and the speaker and the deputy speaker, the DA came the following day when we wanted them to give us the 3 names of the MECs that they, we want to pronounce, or the 3 portfolios that we want to allocate to them. They say that document no longer have a local standing and they're withdrawing that document. That the confusion, that was the beginning of the confusion that led to where we are today. If that document that they drafted and handed over to us stood, will not be where we are. And that's the reason why we still feel we can still go back and engage on those matters.
I just want to ask you one procedural question, if I can, in terms of the new setup. You've moved community safety into your office. Why have you done that, and how are you going to ensure that this reorganization actually leads to tangible results?
Read the crime statistics. Which province have the highest criminal activities? Gauteng. Read the crime stats. How many people are killed, kidnapped in Gauteng? How many cars are hijacked? How many women are raped? How many children are killed? And we still believe that we can use the normal processes of fighting crime. We have done that in the last 15 years. It didn't yield the results that we need. I honestly believe if there's something this government needs to prioritize, is the fight against crime. You'll never attract investment in a violent crime, a province that you are in. We'll never attract families that want to make their or grow their children and ensure that their children have better education in our province, because anything can happen to their children. They can be killed. They can be kidnapped. You will never attract huge institutions to come and relocate their headquarters to Gauteng because of the high level of crime. You go to all the CBDs that we have in Gauteng. All of them have collapsed, from Springs to Roodepoort. You go to Johannesburg. I really believe that unless you prioritize, put resources, put the skills and talent that is needed to fight crime in this province, we are not going to do it. And we are not going to succeed. And I really believe I'm ready to take that responsibility. To be a premier is one thing. I think the priority that I'm going to have in this administration is to tackle crime head on and lead that fight personally.
I am going to leave it there, Gauteng Premier Pan Yazala Sufi. Thank you very much indeed.